got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess back in the co-pilot seat.
Yes, you're welcome.
You're definitely not flying the plane, because that would be awful if you were to fly the plane. But glad to have you back, mate, after 4 days off crook last week.
Yes, couldn't believe it, Tim. How embarrassing. The end of 2022, I got COVID.
I don't know why you think it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing to get COVID this late in the year.
Literally. Everyone has it right now.
I know.
It's wild.
Yeah, it struck me down in my prime.
So if that's concerning on a whole other level. You gave me a call on Tuesday morning, and I was like, all I knew is that you said, Hey Timmy, I've tested positive for COVID, so I probably won't be able to come into work today. And you'd already feeling average on my day. I was like, yep, no worries. I gave you a call. And can I do an exact reenactment of how you answered the phone?
Okay, go on. Don't. What?
Timmy. I'm so sorry. I'm so mad at myself.
How dare you, first of all. I was in a whole world of pain, okay?
Hey,
I might be
You think you brought it back from Thailand. You're sick. You're allowed to be sick.
I might be being dramatic here, but I swear I was on my deathbed. Like, the fact that I've made a miraculous recovery to come back into work today.
You're so brave.
Someone get me a medal.
No. To get you some probiotics, take care of your immune system.
No, it was rough. I heard a lot of people saying like, oh, the second time round, it's totally fine. Like, second time round for me was just as bad as the first.
Right. Like, but did
horrific.
You end up in hospital?
I didn't end up in hospital.
So take it back
time.
Right now.
Yeah, okay.
Stop sucking. It wasn't that bad.
I think the after effects have been worse this time. Like, I'm feeling a lot more fatigued, a lot more like out of breath.
Oh, you weren't running marathons before. Let's be super clear. I just can't get around the track these days. So confusing. I did. You asked me one favour for the whole time. I was like, yeah, let me know if you need anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me to bring some Nurofen one night.
I ran out of my drugs.
And I can only, what I described, I've reflected upon what I did.
Yeah.
I stood several metres away from you.
Yeah.
And what can only be described as piffed a box of Nurofen at you while you stood there in your moo-moo crying going, it's not a good day.
Would you believe that my motor skills weren't really up to scratch and they just smacked me in the face?
Again, you're not a cricket wicketkeeper before you got COVID. So I wasn't going, wow, she really must be sick. She can't catch anything. We sometimes play a game where if you catch it, we all win.
My boyfriend, Akshay, was ordering me lots of food in. And
he did say he ordered
he was working.
All of Thailand one day.
Well, the day that he sent Thai food to my place, the Thai restaurant that had delivered the food called him and did a welfare check. They were like, the girl we dropped it off to is like looking pretty rough. Like, is everything okay?
Oh my God.
What's
wrong with you?
Rough.
Oh, there's a my samosas. Thank you. Yeah, just leave them at the door. I'm not well, darling. Just. Is that the rice?
Well,
just leave the rice out
there.
The
worst part is I didn't think they could see me because I hid because I saw someone coming. I didn't want them to see.
Yeah, but like your version of you would have like had your whole half of your body out behind a curtain with like, you know, the string to hold the curtain. Like I'm invisible. They can't see me.
So anyway, thank you so much to that delivery driver that did a welfare check on me. I'm great.
He actually quit. He called up the next day and he said he was so shook to his core. But glad to have you back now, mate. So
thanks,
thank you very much.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Right now I want to talk bogan baby names.
Now, we've spoken in the past how we're not a massive fan of the, I guess, the label bogan, because I think it implies people think they're better than
Sure.
Like, if you're calling someone a bogan, you think you're better than them.
I think the term bogan has been reclaimed. I call myself a bogan all the time now. It's not like a derogatory thing.
Just because you wear Ugg boots and footy shorts to the shops doesn't mean you're a bogan. It just means you don't put effort in.
KidSpot, the website, has released Australia's top bogan baby names for 2022.
Right, okay.
So these are the names that they have deemed the best of the bunch. And they've seen a trend this year, Tim, where bogan baby names is no longer just taking regular names and spelling them weirdly.
Uniquely. Careful.
But the way people are making this bogan baby name list now is they're making up names altogether, brand new ones.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to hear some of the best ones for 2022.
Right. Starting off really, really strong for the girls, IVC, spelt IVEIGHSEE. Like Ivy, but they've just added some extra letters.
Oh, like how Lee is spelt E-I-G-H.
Yeah, but they spelled it I-V and then just added C at the end. Jewel, spelt J-U-U-L.
Great.
Kior, like Dior, but with a K. It's like some knockoff you'd get from Thailand.
No, that is a child's name, Jess.
Samantha, like Amanda, but with an S.
Or Samantha with a D. That's good because that's a conversation starter.
I'm glad you like that one because salmon is also very common for the ladies. Right. I don't know. Rosilla?
I'm surprised Commodora hasn't come out
and
on
of course,
the list yet.
And, of course, Miracle, but spelt with two Cs, also one of my favourites on the
right.
list. If we head to the fellas.
Boys.
Brave has made it to the list. Draxler. Yep. Draxler.
Yep.
Cashton with a K.
Oh.
Like Ashton, but.
With a K.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cashton.
Noxley. Legend.
Yeah.
Not legend.
Oh.
Legend.
Also, comes later.
not quite a legend.
Right.
But almost there.
Yeah.
And Zinc. I guess a lot of girls are named after some semi-precious stones, like ruby or amber. Now the boys can be named after minerals, zinc.
My brain went to sun smart, like cricketers. Like, yeah, get your zinc on, boys.
Also, Tim, my favourite of the boys, Roar.
Roar. XD. Wow. Beautiful. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you've heard of a bogan baby name or a bogan name, we'd love...
You're going to dob a bogan in?
Oh, no, not dob in. I'd celebrate.
Yeah.
We just celebrated those names, kind of.
Maybe you think your baby's name would make the list.
52232955. Give us a call. Have you heard, seen, got a baby bogan name? If you call through and we really, really like it, a KFC Giant Feast voucher is all yours for the best baby bogan name that you've heard of that gave you a bit of a giggle. And again, it's just because it's unique. It's because it's new. We're not making fun of the name.
Can we beat Raw? Because I don't know that we can.
Seems like we've had a lot of people across Geelong and the Surf Coast call through because they want to get in on this now. We've got Sarah in East Geelong. Now, Sarah, you believe your son has a bit of a bogan name. Is that right?
Yes. It came up after we named him and registered that it was on the top list of bogan names.
Great.
Would this do it on purpose? His name is Lucifer.
Sarah, when you introduce your son to people, what is their reaction usually?
We told one friend and she just went white and took her a few minutes to say something. A lot of people didn't believe us at first. They thought it was a joke. The best reaction I got was a friend of my son's from school's dad. He's a reverend, and he thought it was great. He said it would make an interesting baptism.
Bold choice. Yeah, that would have made an interesting baptism for sure. Sarah, thank you very much. Dave, in Geelong West, you've got a bogan baby name that you like?
Oh, I don't like it.
You don't like it? What's wrong with it, mate?
Oh, I don't know. It's just a bit... I'm more into your more normal names, mate.
Sure,
oh,
Dave.
Like you're Douglas
so
and you're David.
You're dubbing in someone in your life?
Yeah, just someone at work. He's just had a kid and named it Galvin. Like a Calvin, but it's Galvin. And it just, I don't know, it reminds me of like galvanising. I don't know, it's weird.
Dave, have you Dave told your mate about that?
Yeah, Dave, no offence. Doesn't sound like you hold back.
I'll tell you what, if he listens to K-Rock, he's sure going to hear about it, isn't he?
Congratulations to Galvin.
Yep, good on you, Galvin. Caitlin in Ballarat's giving us a call as well. Caitlin, have you got a bogan baby name for us?
Yeah, so there's a little bit of a backstory to it. So my mum used to be a newborn hearing screener at the hospital, and she comes home from work one day and she's telling us about this baby name. So the baby's name was RJ, but pronounced R-O-J because the dad loves pirates.
It can't be real. It can't be.
No, Caitlin. Come on.
That's what she told us. That is what she told us.
RJ. Yeah, do you have to put the little pirate accent on every time you say it?
Yep.
Caitlin, just imagine all the doctor's appointments.
She
like,
corrected. She was corrected. She said, like, RJ, and they were like, no, RJ.
Caitlin.
Why isn't that on the list?
Yeah, that should be on the list. Caitlin, you've got a KFC giant feast voucher coming your way. Okay, mate. They now have hot and crispy boneless. It's new. It's delish. It's a KFC. Maybe you can go with RJ and your friend and enjoy that giant feast together, okay?
Thank you.
Just every serious appointment ever.
How do you reckon they spelt it, though?
Six R's. Whistling the way home, listening
to songs. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Something caught my eye today at Avalon Airport.
Oh,
now this,
today?
Yeah, this is something that it's almost laughable. It's so laughable, Jess, on our sheet here that when we talk about stuff like here, all right, at this time, this is what I want to talk about.
You've just written lol.
Because lol indeed, Jess. I will be lolling out loud because...
God, you sound old.
Spotted at Avalon Airport was a Bonza plane.
Stop it. Stop it. You don't understand. Tim and I have been obsessed with Bonza since they made the announcement last year that they were going to be flying in Australia. Mm. You and I have been keeping very close tabs on Bonza.
Yep. Now, the whole reason Bonza is so fascinating to us is because they keep saying we're an airline.
They sponsor things. They announce that they're going to be flying to different places. Have they touched ground at all yet?
Apparently. The distinct purple colour with the Bonza tail on the planes was spotted this Friday.
Was it Shazza or Bazza?
It was Shazza, the plane. It was spotted touching down just before midday, leaving at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Bonza has confirmed it was a test flight because it is going to be flying between Avalon and Maroochydore on the sunny coast.
I was going to say, it's been living on the sunny coast.
Yep. So the flight takes around 2.5 hours from Avalon to the sunny coast, and the airplane is planning to fly the route 3 times a week.
Okay. Planning.
The fact that there's an actual plane. Now, I haven't seen a photo. The only photo I've seen is just like, here's the tail. Mm-hmm. But I haven't seen it at Avalon on the highway. So I'm going, in my brain, I'm like, all right, is this happening?
Have they been given the regulatory thing that they've been waiting for? Because that's been the whole
holdup. It's the pen license of planes.
Yeah.
I believe,
have they been given their license yet?
Well, if they did a test flight, you can't just fly an A380.
Or
a 774 probably.
They flew it over to the sunny coast.
Yeah, I guess. But I guess when it becomes commercial, that's what your pen license is for. I would love, because we've spoken to Tim Jordan, the CEO, because we've rattled so many cages that he genuinely had a family member reach out to him and say, hey, these radio announcers are talking trash about your airline. And
he assured us in August that he would have wheels up in September. Tim, just check my watch for a second. Oh, it's the 12th of December.
That's why I'm lolling.
Have we seen wheels up?
I am lolling out loud, Jeff. It is ridiculous, is it not?
Wow.
If you did see
Shazza,
give us a
right
call.
Here in our backyard.
Yeah, I know.
Can't
straight out
it.
Of Avalon. I'm still skeptical, as always. Always with Bonza, be skeptical. Until I'm on a plane with a whole bunch of people from Geelong going to the sunny coast 3 times a week, I won't be convinced that this airline is going to happen. And I apologise if you've just got a job with Bonza. Who knows if it's a real job?
Tim, apparently Bonza Airline touched down in Albury Airport 3 hours ago.
So it's
maybe
doing
it's
the rounds.
Making the rounds.
It's doing the test flights. Okay.
Okay, so it's checking out all the routes.
Either that or it's going to see all the people that's scammed and laughing from the sky. I'm on to you, Bonza. I think we need to get on the first flight out of Avalon. We need to give away tickets or something. I know this is huge to say on air, especially the promotions department's probably going, please stop,
please
stop.
Please stop talking.
But this is important because the fact that Bonza is potentially getting to the point of flights is epic, Jess.
Yes.
And this is the moment we've literally been a year and a half in the making.
I'm so excited.
And skeptical.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, it turns out that apparently when you put your Christmas decorations up can say a lot about who you are as a person.
I think without getting into the science of it, that's pretty understandable.
Right.
Because if I put my Christmas tree up in June, people would go, that's a bit bizarre, mate.
Bit
Why
keen.
Do you do that? Yeah. Bit keen.
Well, an American author and psychologist.
Apparently.
Dr. Carmen Harrer.
You said very well known before, and that's if
well,
you asked me to name
they're
one
saying,
psychologist,
yeah.
I would have no idea.
Apparently, she's very well known.
Sure.
she's listed a whole bunch of times of when people have put up their Christmas decorations.
Now, I would say in Australia,
yeah,
December 1st is pretty bang on average, right, of when people put their Christmas tree up. Jess, yourself, you're a November 1st
kind of person? I'm a November 1st girl.
Why? Yeah. I'm not opposed to it, but what? Tell me through your logic.
I put up a lot of decorations, so the way I see it, I want to enjoy it for longer.
Because well, then have 10 birthdays.
I wish. Don't tempt me.
That's fair.
No, so apparently there are people out there that put their Christmas tree up even in October. So Dr. Carmen said...
Like you're saying that like they're idiots. Like you've done it a day after October ends. So calm down.
Well, Dr. Carmen said that people who choose to put up their decorations before November enjoy planning and executing well ahead of schedule. They also correctly anticipate the holiday rush and they wish to avoid it. So those people are just like very keen, to get it out the way.
Okay.
Very measured people.
See, I, as you know, Jess, and I do not decorate like we have in the past, and not just purely because I don't spend much time around the house in Christmas. So I'm like, oh, I don't want to spend money on all this stuff. But
you also gave away your Christmas trees. So.
Accidentally, it was stolen by a church. but... What I think I, in the same vein, if I haven't done my Christmas shopping by October, November, that so I feel like I'm in that prep side,
sure,
but not
okay.
the decoration side.
Well, people who decorate in November are the smartest people in the world. No, they're not. They generally look forward to the holidays. they
what
like
a funny gag.
these people are seen as very optimistic, apparently, because they like to anticipate the holidays and they like to get involved.
Sure.
In it. So that's I'm in that category.
Yep.
On the other hand, if you wait until December, you are very rigid, apparently.
Wait until December.
Yeah. December 1st, people who put it up December 1st are like rule followers. So they don't like to break the rules. December 1st, like they're very rigid people.
It's just like breaking out the signs of that. Doesn't it make sense, though, to decorate in the month where that event is?
Yeah, potentially. Look, I'm not a doctor. What are you...
For all these years, I've been fooled. I've been saying Jess MD.
So
most deceivious.
Tim, if you put up no decorations at all, it implies that you don't regard the season as worth the effort.
No, it's not. Yeah, right. You know how you pick your battles. Opt out. Fair enough.
This is, according to Dr. Carmen, not me.
Yeah, apparently. She's a doctor. Who knows? Not us for sure.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
A bloke took to Twitter this weekend and complained about his dog who has been chewing on his PlayStation remote so badly that he's managed to somehow, with his mouth, make purchases on the PlayStation.
Very special.
Not only ruined the remote, but also spent a fair bit of cash.
I mean, it's like a thing on a thing. That's why I find it so funny, because not only has he ruined a PlayStation controller, which don't come cheap from what I understand, but just like $15 here, $20 yep. there, just keep buying it. It's an expensive mistake. And that's what dogs and cats can do. Like your cat Penny, we were just talking about it, Jess, every year.
For the last 3 years.
Her Christmas tradition.
is to just chew through my Christmas tree lights and then I have to pull them off the tree and then buy new ones and put... I've spent so much money on Christmas lights the last few years. It's ridiculous.
Kate in Newcombe's given us a call. Kate, have you got or had a pet that caused a bit of damage?
Oh, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
What happened, Kate?
Well, I was gifted a pet, which I've always wanted, but I live in... Newcombe. Yeah. I'm just normal suburban house in Newcombe.
Sure.
And this pet smashed 15 terracotta pots. It didn't eat my orchids. It just climbed all over my orchid, knocked every flower bud off. It ate all my succulents. It damaged 3 garden beds. But it was the cutest pet ever. Oh. And every time it did something, I'd go, oh, my God, you're so cute. He's a good boy.
I'm trying to figure out what type of animal this would be, Kate.
It's the cutest pet ever.
What is it?
It was a goat.
I can see why you weren't able to keep the pet, Kate. Having a goat take him doesn't seem ideal.
I had it for a month, and I used to put its harness on and take it for a bit of a walk up and down the street.
I was about to say, were you the type of person to take a goat on the walk? But you really beat us to
No, I was. I was the crazy goat lady.
That's a, like, as someone who really likes gardening, that's an expensive few things that you go.
I do love gardening, and I just look, as soon as the goat went, it went to a farm, not the farm.
Yeah, like an actual farm, not a metaphorical farm.
Oh, it didn't get turned into dog food?
No, it
good.
Didn't.
Okay.
No. It didn't get turned. No, it didn't go to the horse glue factory. Okay. it went to a friend that I work with. It went to her farm.
Nice.
Except even on the farm, it still caused damage.
They just chew and chew and chew. They chewed through. My parents live down the road from a property, and they've got like five goats. And they chewed through It chewed through the base of a gum tree.
Oh my
god! Chewed the bark off, and they had to cut the tree down.
Oh my god! Yeah.
It just
and then it did need the washing, and it was so cute. But I must also say, when I got it, I actually my neighbour was putting out a dog house, and I grabbed it, and it had Jet written on the front of the dog house. So that ended up in the backyard, except it was a white goat.
What was the name of the goat?
Well, the doghouse had Jet written on it.
So you just named it Jet.
Which means, like, it's black, Jet Black.
Yeah.
I've got a black dog, two black cats and a white goat. And the goat was white and it had a doghouse called Jet.
Kate, it sounds like you have a farm in Newcombe. Yeah. Like,
what is going on? I had chickens at one point, but that's they went, but... Yeah. I just love animals, and I don't care what they do.
Yeah.
And unless they break so all your terracotta pots and
then they're going to the farm.
And they're getting there going
and the orchid went, everything. I just, it was too, I loved him. He was beautiful.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.